nice work if you can get it. You can get it if you try.
I'm talking about Benazir Bhutto. She was a Pakistani politician who was the first woman to head a democratic government in a Muslim nation. She chaired Pakistan People Party. She led the Pakistan People Party to victory in the 1993 elections. Her term was focused to advance women's rights and to oversee economic privatization. But her government was damaged by several controversies, but Benazir continued being popular, also attracting support from Western nations. She was a champion of democracy and women's rights, and her career influenced a number of activists. Eventually, she was assassinated in 27 after a political rally.
I'm going to talk about Frida Kahlo. Who was Frida Kahlo? Frida Kahlo is considered one of the Mexico great artists. Frida Kahlo has a poor health in her childhood. Her life was marked by physical condition. She started to paint in her house. That was an alternative medicine for her. And painted her most important self-portrait. I paint myself because I usually stay alone and I am the best person who knows me. Her paintings show her frustration and the unjustness of the world and the pressure placed upon her simply because she was a woman. Lots of her works were painted lying on the bed. Because of the physical condition, the psychical condition, Frida could not have children, and this was devastating for her. Kahlo was deeply influenced by indigenous Mexican culture, which appeared in her bright color and dramatic symbolism. I think that Frida were an icon for feminism and freedom for the next five reasons. One, her public bisexuality. The second reason, defined the female beauty standard. Frida didn't care to fit with the norm. She kept her masculine feature in touch. Therefore, she created her own style. Four, exploring intimate female experience in her paints. Her life and her artwork were directly interwoven with another. Five, political activity. She believed that only through communism can we become human. The official cause of death was given a pulmonary embolism, although some suspect that she died from overdose. That may or may not have been accidental.